The intense strain and trauma that the Velez family went through is something a lot of veterans can relate to. Sergeant Dulce Candy certainly does relate to it. She wrote a biography that touches upon her military service, her PTSD, and her depression. But that's not what she's mostly known for.
Hey everyone, today I did a look on myself and I used Mary Kay eyeshadows and a Mary Kay bronzer.
Back in 2008, after coming home from Iraq, Dulce posted her first makeup tutorial online. And she found her place within the beauty community of YouTube. Now, with over 2 million subscribers, Dulce Candy is sharing her makeup tips and shopping secrets on camera full-time.
I'm going to be sharing with you my updated hair routine.
In her book, The Sweet Life, Dulce shares about her battles with depression and how she eventually did find the right post for her as a soldier turned beauty guru. All right, so let's start with the name. Even though you're a former Army mechanic, your name is Sweet Candy.
Sweet Candy, yeah. My parents gave me that name after an animated cartoon from Japan. They just really loved it. They felt like it was a perfect fit for me, and they always tell me that till this day.
Definitely YouTube has changed this, but before YouTube, it's not like you saw images of young, smart, kick-ass Latinas.
Yeah, because I did find myself comparing my looks and everything about me to women and girls my age in magazines all the time, wishing I had straight hair, wishing I was taller, and things like that.
Your battles with depression and isolation actually started in high school.
Yeah, they did, when I hit puberty.
Can you tell me a little bit about, because that ultimately led you to wanting to join the military and change your life.
Yeah.
But what was going on for you as a young Latina in high school?
I was just very insecure about myself, and I didn't see any potential in myself.
When I was reading about it and watching your YouTube, as you talked about your decision to join the military, I actually wrote down these words. I said, joining the Army was a desperate move? Question mark.
Yeah, definitely desperate. I felt like I just needed something that was going to change my life immediately. And the military was the only door that I saw opened for me at that time.
Was it your decision to become a mechanic?
No, it wasn't. Actually, it was my recruiter who gave me that job. And my actual MOS title is a power generation equipment repairer. And I had no idea what that was. I just said, okay. And then, yeah, I ended up being a mechanic.
Was it during your time in the military that you started filming yourself for YouTube?
Yeah, it was right after that.
Still in the military, so I wanted to do a makeup video, kind of showing you what I do, my routine for work. I work on my eyelashes the most. Like, that's my main thing, is the eyelashes, because you're not allowed to wear a lot of makeup.
I didn't really know too much about YouTube when I was in Iraq. It wasn't until I came back that I needed a place to express myself in a feminine way without getting in trouble. And that's when I found the beauty community back in 2008.
What do you mean express yourself in a feminine way without getting in trouble? I'm like, who's going
to... Oh, I got in trouble all the time from one of my sergeants in particular for having a French manicure or wearing a little bit too much mascara. It's always been an issue for me, and you're not really allowed to express yourself in a feminine way to the degree that I would wish I could. As a mechanic especially, I didn't work behind a desk. I was actually getting down and dirty, and I loved it. I really did love it. But there was also that side of me that wanted to feel like a woman. And obviously, in the military, you have to wear a certain uniform. There's a lot of regulations that you have to follow. And a lot of them are very, very strict when it comes to even the kind of nail polish that you wear, the shade of white that it is. And I did have a sergeant in particular, and he always made it clear that he was trying to treat me like the rest of the guys. But I felt like he was even being a lot more harder on me for being a woman. So I really, when I found YouTube, it was great for me to come home from my 9-to-5 and have a place where I can feel like myself.
You've made a YouTube about a day in your life in Baghdad.
We're taking a bus. Yes. How you doing? Damn.
What was a typical day in the life for you as a, you know, 4'9" Latina Mexican mechanic in Baghdad?
Waking up at 4:30 every single morning, Monday through Sunday. I was actually a driver for a convoy team, and we would escort VIPs from Camp Victory to the Green Zone. So we were outside of the wire on a daily basis. And I mean, it was a lot of demand on all of us.
How did you deal with the fear of being the driver of an armored vehicle?
When I first got to Iraq, I was still very young and naive, and I didn't have a lot of fear within me. It was not till later that I started to see a lot of the motor attacks on a daily basis, and they were starting to increase. We actually got attacked by an insurgent, and he shot a RPG towards our convoy. He misfired and shot right outside of my Humvee, and it ricocheted towards my truck. And that was the moment that made me realize it's actually serious. Like, people are trying to kill us.
What would be the words that you would use to describe your deployment?
I would say difficult, lonely. I mean, things get really difficult, and this might be a little bit too much information, but I got very depressed at one point. And, you know, you have a weapon that you carry with yourself 24/7, so it's basically loaded at your disposal. It does get really hard on soldiers, you know, being away, being under so much pressure, being scared for your life on a daily basis, not being with your family. And it's hard. I never got counseling, even when I did seek the help. I never really got help for that when I needed it. But I guess what I would say is, if you are a sergeant in charge of soldiers and you are overseas, I think it's really important to pay close attention to all the little signs. I remember that I was giving away all of my stuff that belonged to me, like things that I really liked, because I did want attention. I wanted somebody to help me.
You now are a CEO
of my own brand, Dulce Candy Inc.
And what does Dulce Candy Inc. produce?
It's a lifestyle and beauty brand. And I like to, like I said before, use my platform and makeup and fashion as a vessel to deliver a positive message to empower other women. I like to really focus on inner self-love.
And yet with your book, The Sweet Life, it doesn't come up that you're an Army vet.
Well,
not
I
on
do
the front page.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Yeah, and a lot of people don't really know this about me anymore.
And what do you think about that? I mean, are you kind of saying, well, maybe Army vet might not be the way you want to describe yourself?
Oh, no, I am very proud of that. Very proud.
When you were in high school, your feelings of not belonging led you to, in your words, you punished yourself. You said in your book, "I scratched my skin until it bled and swallowed pills to try and numb the pain and fool myself into thinking that I had some form of control over my life." You're this Army vet, strong mechanic, survives a near-death experience. And yet you want to tell young women who are reading about you that you were doing self-harm.
I felt like it was just very important to share that, because sometimes when you look at people, they seem like they have the perfect life. Everything great is going on for them. But we all have struggles within ourselves. You know, we all have insecurities when we're behind closed doors. And I know that there's so many girls out there that feel the same way. And they feel like life is not going to get better. And it does.
Thanks to Dulce Candy Ruiz. Dulce is an Army veteran and YouTube beauty guru, and her book is titled The Sweet Life.